this is Kathleen.
And this is Eric.
And this is episode 120 of ThriftyCast.
And we're in the same place again.
Yay!
Yay!
We're in the basement of Eric's house.
And hopefully that means our sound quality is better.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yep.
And we won't have as much awkwardness that we sometimes have because we are looking at each other across FaceTime.
Yeah, and the internet's cutting out.
Yeah, and we're trying to not talk over each other. Now we can talk over each other in person.
Amen.
Which is better.
How are you?
I'm good. We had a nice day. I'm a little tired.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I mean, we started off really early, went to the flea market. What did we do next? Oh, we tried to go to an antique store that was closed, so we ended up going there later. And then we hit a couple of thrifts, both of them in Oshkosh. Had mediocre kind of Pan-Asian food for lunch. I had an amazing cocktail with lunch, though.
I had water.
Yeah.
My water was good.
Yeah.
Nice and cold.
And I already forgot the name of my cocktail, but it was embarrassing.
It was. It was blue.
Yeah.
But it was good.
And it was in a very frilly barware. What? It was Cabana something.
Banana Cabana? No.
I don't
know. It did not have banana in it.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
But that was good. And then we ended up doubling back, hitting the antique store that we went through.
And we stopped for snacks.
I feel like the flea market was a big win.
Yeah.
Thrifty was okay.
Uh-huh.
Not great, but okay.
Yeah, we didn't buy anything at the antique store.
Right. I always just like looking at the antique store.
Mm-hmm. And actually, we missed a lot of rows at the flea market.
Yeah. Now that you're mentioning it, yeah, we did.
You were kind of like, we were carrying things.
Part of it is we got through one circuit around the outside, and that's where I'm very inappropriately going to count that as my find of the week, even though it's a flea market.
That's fine. And I was okay. At first I was like, oh, we're missing stuff. Then I was like, no, I'm carrying something heavy. I'm fine with going straight to the car.
So at the flea market, we run into Rug Guy. And Rug Guy has all these amazing, beautiful wool rugs at really good prices. So each of us ended up buying a rug from him.
Yep.
It's so pretty.
And I had done so a couple of years ago, but he didn't have as many rugs a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But, I mean, really, really, he said he bought them at estate sales. Really beautiful, beautiful rugs. Very reasonable. Not like thrift store prices. But not anywhere near antique store or retail.
Yeah. Can I chew in a thrift store find of the week?
Of course.
Last weekend, I went to Oshkosh as well, the Oshkosh St. Vinny's. And my favorite part of that thrift store is something that you can't... They don't really have anywhere else, which is, of course, their... 75 cent, like fill up a bag for 75 cents with these books that they're just trying to get rid of. So last weekend, I found a book called Omega, which I found out was written, I think, in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
It has a very saucy cover. It's very spicy, that's all I'll say. And about the author on the back explains how he's a practicing witch.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And so I ended up doing a Wikipedia search, bless you, on who this guy is.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, he started off as a communist and then kind of went on to discover witchcraft with his seventh wife.
Oh.
And And he and his seventh wife really settled into... witchcraft. And this book, it's like a fantasy kind of science fiction thing, apparently. Uh-huh. I haven't started it yet, but I am looking forward to just how weird I'm anticipating it being.
And it sounds like the cover or something.
Yeah. It's one of those, like, can't figure out if I would be, like, really excited about reading it on the train with a dust jacket, if I took a train to work. Or if I would be like, I gotta hide this. I gotta take this dust jacket off.
Wow, now I really want to see it.
Oh, you will.
Okay.
Yeah, as will all of you at home. I'll get a photo when I show it to Kathleen.
Well, I bought a bag of books today, but it was definitely not that exciting. It was mostly for volunteering. I think I got one book in there for me. My find of the week, I did get a rug, and it's lovely, but it's not going to be my find of the week. My find of the week is going to be a vase. that we got, I got at the St. Vincent. Eric had seen it there before. I never had. It was on sale, 30% off. It is an Abingdon vase, which is a company I've mentioned before and I've purchased from before. It has a ship on it.
A sailing vessel. Yeah.
I've seen it before. It's blue. I don't know. It's kind of striking.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I've never purchased it. So 30% off was good because it was a little pricey. But I liked it. It was in very good shape.
Mm-hmm.
I also got a very inexpensive vase there with some chips on it that I liked as well.
Mm-hmm.
The price was right for $2 and some other stuff there. But that blue Abingdon vase was definitely my find of the week. We didn't buy anything else at the flea market. We looked at some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We contemplated something else. We did a quick walk around and then we went to the car.
The flea market is such a draw from all around that a lot of folks will throw up yard sales.
Yeah.
I did end up a couple things at a yard sale. I got a really old red toolbox that was $3.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a really old Home Sweet Home sign that I kind of want to hang by the front door.
Yeah, framed. Really nice.
Yeah. Just very vintagey. I'll also get a photo of that. But I got that at that yard sale.
Yeah, and that flea market is a real mixed bag for me. There's some vintage stuff, antique stuff, not as much as I would like.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of junk. Mm-hmm. There's some crafts, like some plants, some stuff like that. And then a little bit of food. Not a lot of food.
Yep.
Like very little food. I could go for more food.
It would be nice. Yeah.
I mean, it's a flea market. But it's not huge. It's in a very kind of small city park.
Yeah.
But it's every Saturday from May to October. So it's free, which I appreciate. And
it's a real mainstay of that little town.
The town is known for it.
Yeah.
And I heard one of the vendors say that most of them had had bad weather so far this year. This was one of the few that had good weather. Mm-hmm. It was crowded, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
We were there pretty early.
Yeah.
So it was nice. I was glad to get to go.
Yeah. I'm so excited about that rug.
Yeah.
It is gorgeous. And yours was too.
Yeah. Mine is more of it's a rug. It's a runner.
Yeah.
Theirs is a room rug, but room-sized rug. I don't know what you say.
Yeah.
But it was fun. And we did have a good day. So I am tired though. I'm definitely feeling it right now.
Oh yeah. When we were out, I was like, oh, I really need a nap. And then a pot of coffee was made.
And then we came home and started talking and
watch 13 going on 30.
Which I'd never seen before.
I don't know how that happened. It's the Citizen Kane of rom-coms.
It was pretty charming. I did enjoy it. I'm glad I've seen it.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun.
Yep. Do you want to talk about the topic?
Yeah. So our topic is white whales. And you probably know what a white whale is, even if you haven't read Moby Dick, which I have not, because who has time? White whale is something that you are searching for and searching and searching for and may never find, but it is something you really want to find.
So let's talk about our rules, because we talked about rules.
We did lay down some parameters.
Yep. It's okay if you've seen it in the thrift store before and passed it up because you didn't realize it was your white whale.
Yep.
Like, that is perfectly acceptable. But we wanted to avoid things that you could just go to the store and get, but it would be too expensive, so you wanted it thrift store prices, right? Like, you know, a really nice laptop, you know, that wouldn't be a white whale, a thrift store white whale.
We also wanted to avoid things like a Picasso, unless you are crazy about Picasso.
Yep.
Favorite artist, have always wanted to own an original or a Rothko or whatever artist, just because it would get you millions and millions of dollars that you could then, you know, sell it and have all that money.
So the rule then is that it's for your personal enjoyment, your personal use.
Yes, not something that you would sell because you could get tons of money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
My first white whale would be a 1970s black light poster ideally framed and in great shape. That would be the art of Jack Kirby, who is a very well-known comic book artist for decades and decades. He has a very specific style that is pretty psychedelic. You know, a lot of his comic book work is pretty funky, psychedelic. They came out with a bunch of like Marvel Comics kind of blacklight posters. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're still out there. Like, you can find them on eBay, but this is one of those things it would blow my mind if I found it in a thrift store, and I would be over the moon. And I have never, ever once seen it. So.
I have never seen a blacklight poster, and I've never seen Jack Kirby. I've seen, like, rolled up, manky, ripped up posters, mm-hmm. you know, in the corner by the art, mm-hmm. but they look horrible.
Yep.
So I think, yeah, that is a good example of a white whale, finding a poster in good shape.
Yeah. It would have to be framed to be.
Yeah.
Because even if it was in great shape when it hit the thrift store, it wouldn't be by the time.
Yeah.
Although somebody would snatch it up instantly.
Well,
right?
Yeah. Like, and then you're talking about an artist who's really pretty. I mean, I even know who Jack Kirby is probably because of you, but I've also heard the name in other places besides from you.
Yep.
So he's pretty well known.
Yep.
Comic book artist. So my first white whale would be something that we've talked about before, paint by number. It would be a pair framed of pink flamingo paint by numbers.
Oh.
I have a number of different bird and flamingo paint by numbers, but there are some pairs. Finding a pair together is pretty difficult. Finding framed, nicely framed, also not very easy. And again, we're talking vintage, nicely done.
Yeah.
You know, I'm putting, it's a high bar. Mm-hmm. Could I find these on eBay? Probably, if I was willing to pay a lot of money. Sure.
Well, that's true for anything.
Yes, yes. And that was one of the other things we talked about. Like, yeah, if you had unlimited money, could you go to an antique store and track the stuff down or hunt it down on the internet? Probably. Do I have unlimited money? No. That's why I go thrifting.
Well, and if it's a thrift store white whale, part of it is that it would be very valuable to me, but I wouldn't, even if I had the money, I don't know that I would want it at the price point that you would have to pay online.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that would be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I'd really, really be happy about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, my turn. Second one?
My second one is, now I need you to visualize this with me.
Okay.
Again, with the 1970s, surprisingly.
Okay, I'm not surprised.
One of those white plastic terrariums
that
have sort of the bubble top, the clear top. I would lose my mind if I found one of those in a thrift store.
Said it before, my grandfather had one
Drives
up
me
in
nuts.
His bedroom.
Drives me nuts.
And I'm sure he put it out in the garbage when he was done with it.
Yeah.
He would just get rid of stuff.
Well, in that, I mean, these things were so mundane at the time or so, like, impractical for somebody. Like, oh, this is taking up a lot of space, or it's just plastic. I think that was the mindset in a lot of cases.
I'm also guessing they got pretty grungy if you were not adept at taking care of your terrarium.
Yep.
So I could imagine that was the case.
But the aesthetic of that, I think I've mentioned it on the podcast before. It's probably been a long time, but that's absolutely a white whale for me. I would lose my mind if I found one of those in a thrift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
You know, one rule we didn't talk about was price.
Well, yeah.
I mean, we haven't since we started recording, but you and I talked about price.
We talked in advance.
So we would want these items to be, they could be at a high price for a thrift store, but we wouldn't want them to be at like an antique store. So if a thrift store had one of those terrariums for $500, wouldn't count.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be willing to pay it.
Yeah.
Right? And I think we've seen a lot of times that thrift stores sometimes overprice and overvalue something to the point where you actually could get it cheaper at an antique store or a flea market, or just because they see it and they're like, oh my God, this is a valuable antique. Mm-hmm. And they don't necessarily know that, yes, it is, but it's not the only one in existence.
Yeah.
Or the condition isn't so perfect
right.
that you can charge, you know, some ridiculous price for it. Along those lines, and this is something that I did see once, and I've probably mentioned it a billion times, an aluminum Christmas tree. A full-size aluminum Christmas tree. Saw one once, never shut up about it, blah, blah, blah. but have never seen one since in the thrift store. And that's something that if I saw at, again, a reasonable price, not something utterly ridiculous, I would buy. I know it happens to people. I've seen it happen online. People post, I'm in some Christmas appreciation groups on Facebook, and I see people, they find them at garage sales, they find them at thrift stores. A lot of people love them, but a lot of people still find them in their attic or garage and say, I hate this. This is not my thing. This is not Christmas to me. So, you know, I know they're out there. Is it something that I absolutely need and have to have? No, I can live without it. But if I found one, would it make my year? Yes, I would be so happy. And I'm not even picky about the color, unless it was gold. That's the only color I wouldn't want.
You would pass on it if you went to a thrift store and there was a gold.
That's so hard. I really hate the gold ones. I probably would buy it.
Yeah.
But would it meet my white whale criteria?
No.
No.
Oh, okay, got it.
I would probably buy it and sell it.
And see,
to somebody.
I'm not a huge fan of the yellow metals.
Yeah, but I really,
however, I like a gold, would you call them aluminum in that case?
Yeah, I would.
I would make it work.
It would probably still look fine, but I just, pink, green, blue, I don't know, almost any other color than gold. But you're right. If I found gold, I would still buy it.
Right.
As long as it was reasonably priced.
Yep.
Oh, that was hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
My third. I'm going to do the thing I did with my friend of the week. I actually have two that I want to sneak in.
Oh, man.
Is it okay?
You can have a bonus.
Okay. The first thing. Yeah, actually, it's really two halves I'll be talking about.
Okay.
So the first thing is I would love to find the perfect light fixture for over my dining room table, which would be a pendant kind of situation or a chandelier kind of situation. The reason why this is a half is I don't have a specific thing in mind.
You have to see it, know it.
Yeah, you have to see it, you have to feel it. I'm kind of thinking, perhaps controversially, that one of those kind of atomic age...
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like that does not go with the vibe of the log cabin.
Not at all. Not at all. Hmm. I feel like it would, you know, I have another lamp that I got at IKEA. It's just a stupid little, like, two glass globe lamp that has a sort of space 1999 vibe. So I feel like it would be in that same family, right? Because I feel like that lamp does go really well somehow, for whatever reason.
Yes.
So that would be part one. Part two, it's probably been about 5 years ago now, I went in to the St. Vinny's in Reedsburg when it was much more reasonably priced. They had an entire blow mold nativity set. And each of the pieces were like $5, $7. And I thought, somebody is really going to like that.
It's not me, but somebody.
And wow, that price is really reasonable, but it's a little more than I want to pay. The thought of having a full-on light-up nativity We're talking Magi. We're talking illuminated baby Jesus. Of course, Joseph and Mary. Animals galore. I would love to have that. And ever since I passed that up, which is kind of a different list, which again is why this is a half.
Yeah.
That would also go on my list.
It's a white whale?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would call that half of a white whale.
Half of a white whale. Okay.
And the other half of the white whale would be the light fixture.
All right.
They're not halves of the same thing. They're just halves.
Okay, I'm a little confused, but I'm going with it.
That's a lot of math.
It is. Okay, my last one, because we agreed on three, and Eric is really messing this up, is a McCoy swallow, like the bird, pot. It comes in a couple different sizes and a couple different finishes. It's just beautiful. Now, this is not a rare pot. I mean, it's McCoy, big company, mass-produced items. You just don't find them. I mean, I don't find them in antique stores. I don't find them at the flea market. I don't know that I have ever, in the wild, as people say, just come across one. I've seen them on eBay. I mean, I see people post them online. They exist. They're not, like, impossible to find. But I have never actually been in a physical space with one where I've looked and said, oh, that's just too much money for me to buy this. You know, I've never had the opportunity, let alone been anywhere near one in a thrift store.
That's true for everything on my list, actually, except for the nativity scene.
Yeah. I have found many McCoy vases and pots of a similar era. It's 30s, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe early 40s. I don't have my book. I don't know. But it is gorgeous. It is a favorite of mine. And I would love to find that pot.
When you say pot, is it like a... I'm using my hands to
demonstrate. It's round. It doesn't have a saucer.
Okay.
It's, I don't know if you call it a jardiniere, but it is a round, very lovely pot that you would put a plant in.
Big, little, medium.
There is big and little. I don't think there's a medium.
Oh, okay.
There might be. But there's a good size. And the little one is pretty small. Like, it's more... And again, I'm holding my hand up. It's like maybe a grapefruit sized. The little one is maybe grapefruit sized.
So it would fit maybe about a cup and a half of dirt.
Yeah, you could put a decent cactus in there.
Okay.
A small ivy, you know. And again, it's old. I wouldn't want to plant anything actually in it. I would just put a plastic pot in it.
Oh.
Because... You know, I wouldn't want to mess it up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they are just lovely, especially in, like, a matte green. But that is one that, today, we were looking at an antique store, and I was thinking, oh, man, if there was one of those swallow pots here, even if it was kind of dinged up and had some chips, I'd just turn those chips towards the back, and I'd live with it. And, boy, I looked high and low, just thinking maybe. Again, never seen one in person, so I don't know why I thought I might see one today, except I do look for it everywhere I go.
Wow.
And that's one that I would be pretty giddy if I ever found at a thrift store.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's so rare. I mean, I'm saying so rare. It's just not, it's not impossible to find. It's
just doesn't show up.
Yeah, it just doesn't show up. Yeah. People love it. I mean, people are always happy when they're like, I finally got one of these.
I went to a garage sale. Where are these garage sales?
I know. That's another thing. When I do see people post stuff like this online, like, they are not in Chicago. They are not in Wisconsin.
Oh, no.
They're not by my mom in Wisconsin. They're not by you in Wisconsin. Do you live in a part of the country with really good garage sales?
Can we actually... We've got, like, a few minutes left. Can we just complain about garage sales for a while?
Sure.
I have a handful of items that I have found at garage sales that have been amazing and have been at those awesome garage sale / rummage sale, yard sale, barn sale prices. One was one of those wicker, big, round back prom chairs. Photo chairs that I ended up giving to a friend of mine, and she just loved it, and which was delightful. That was $5. I have a vintage chenille blanket with a peacock on it that I paid $4 for. Amazing, and that's the kind of pricing you expect at a garage sale. That's really maybe there's one or two more things I've gotten, but the most common, let me talk about what happened on Friday. So, you know, it's springtime, garage sale season, you know, today's May 20th of 2023. So, yesterday, Friday, I'm driving to work, which is a long commute, and in this very, very tiny town called Briggsville, Wisconsin, look it up, was this little garage sale. And I happened to notice that they have a blow mold Santa outside. So I know I'm going to get off work a little bit early, so I'm thinking all day. So I go and get some cash out. Of course, I have no idea how much they're asking for this, but I got some cash out just in case. So as I'm driving back, I pull over, and it's still there. Blow mold Santa's still there. I'm not good at knowing if they're vintage or not, right? I did notice that the cord had... the electrical cord had near the plug one of those tags that typically goes on newer items.
Which means nothing.
Yeah, you pointed this out, and it hadn't occurred to me that that doesn't mean it's not vintage, because the cord could be new.
Yeah.
Right? Never crossed my mind. So I'm thinking, like, oh, this is probably new, which is weird, because it looks vintage. It's cute or whatever. And I'm like, by the way, to be clear, I've gotten $20 out of the ATM. They have a masking tape, little price tag on it. They wanted 80.
And as soon as Eric said he went back and it was still there, I was like, oh, 20 is not going to be enough if it's still there.
Well, the funny thing is I got out 20 thinking I'd get change back.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at a yard sale, you sell things for $5.
Yeah. That has not been my experience, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. They tend to either be stuff that I have no interest in.
Yes.
Overpriced.
Very overpriced.
Usually, somehow, both.
Yeah.
So that's my...
Yeah, complaint. And I mean, I totally get if somebody is like, hey, it's all baby stuff. That's great. I don't need to stop.
Yeah.
And lots of people need baby stuff.
Yeah.
Great. But yeah, when you see a lot of stuff that looks maybe kind of interesting and it's all priced at, you know, I don't know, antique mall prices.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a garage sale.
Yeah.
It should be a bit more reasonable. But I would love to find some of these magical garage sales that people seem to go to.
Yeah.
Not tons of stuff, but just like to find a kind of gem that's like decently, you know, a decently priced item. That'd be cool.
Is it different parts of the country? Do they just do it?
It has to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do think it has to be because I see them. I see people talking about their great finds. They're just not here.
Yeah.
Not our part of the country.
Yeah. So we'd love to hear from you.
We would. We're on Facebook at ThriftyCast. We're on Instagram at iLoveLUV Thrifting. And
I have a TikTok, which is Let's Go Thrifting 1970. And again, I uniformly give this warning, like there's some political content on there and stuff like that. So if that's the kind of stuff you like to avoid, no need to follow.
Yeah, find us on Facebook then.
Yeah. But yeah, I'll often try to get like thrift hauls and stuff like that recorded.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And we'll try to take some pictures of our finds from today so we can share those with you. And we love to see pictures of your finds or hear anything interesting that you're finding or trends that you're seeing. We'd love to hear about those. And as always, thank you for listening.
And see you soon.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.